here's a story from The World.
The government in South Africa has had enough. The government is sending out 25,000 soldiers to quell a week of looting and violence. The rush of anger broke out after former President Jacob Zuma was sent to jail for contempt of court. Businesses are paying a heavy toll from the unrest. Mbali Ndlovu is a co-founder of Rebuild SA, a volunteer group helping businesses recover. She joined us from Johannesburg.
I wish there was one word to describe it outside of hectic, which is one of our local words that we use for everything. There has been heartache. There's been just a lot of emotions. I think the tragedy of it all is the people that are getting hurt in the process, which has turned out to be small businesses. And not just businesses, it's families and the families of each of the members that contribute to that business. It's your average South African who's just confused, demotivated. We're all going through a really heavy time at the moment. It's absolutely insane. From children who've lost lives as a result to grown people, to the elderly. And it's just very strange, you know, because we grew up to respect our elders and to have Ubuntu and collectivity and to see ourselves kind of at such deep conflict is overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen at least 117 people have lost their lives in this unrest. How did you and your partners start this volunteering initiative? And what are you doing and what are you hoping to accomplish?
It all started by mistake in the best way possible. Imelda, who I co-found with here, so I run a community for entrepreneurs, people looking for opportunities, small businesses to connect. And that's called I Know a Guy. And usually someone will go, hey, I need this done. And someone knows a guy and they refer one another. And so she made a very unusual request, which is, hey, I'd like to volunteer to help clean up a place that was affected by the violence. And from that moment, so many people have just put a hand forward, you know, whether it's people who can volunteer hands to clean, people that have construction companies, to graphic designers who not only want to design, redesign logos and help companies with the new CI, but they're also willing to put up just marketing materials for the shops and design this and that and pay for the printing. And that was 2 days ago. We've grown to tens of thousands of members. We have thousands of registered volunteers who are just literally waiting on us to instruct them to go where, what, wherever. And that's been the journey so far. So that's been really, really overwhelming.
I mean, you sound really encouraged, really positive about this response, but South Africa is in dire straits right now. What are some of the interactions? Yeah. Maybe you can share some examples of people you're helping to get back on their feet.
Some people have lost literally everything. People have lost their lives, okay? Like a security guard who came to work at a crazy hour and ended up losing his life because he had to provide for his family. There are other people who have just come out and beaten the odds and created a successful business for themselves. And what's been really awesome is to be able to find counseling for these guys. I mean, something is that restores human dignity, like your business being cleaned and walls being painted. Because the way that we see it as well is the cleanup is phase one. And then how do we build the foundations of empowerment and unity again? And that's been where the real work is coming in.
So you've been cleaning the streets with Rebuild SA, but I've seen businesses that look like they're so damaged. It'll take major investment to rebuild. What happens to those businesses?
Well, a lot of those businesses are done for. They're gone, closed shop and out. They've got to figure out a new way to eat in a place of limited opportunity. And now, worsened economy, 78% of our youth classified in South Africa as people 35, age 35 down to 18, don't have income. They are unemployed. Our unemployment rate went from 30-something percent to about a 40-something percent. Things are looking really, really bad. But also at the same time, through this Rebuild SA initiative, just today alone, a really, really huge global corporation came and phoned us and said, which businesses have completely lost everything? We want to help them, support them from the ground up, rebuild everything and set them up for a couple of months. We want to do that. And that has really, really moved me. It's overwhelming. It's unreal. It actually feels like it's not happening. Like it's some kind of weird dream. So yeah, a lot has gone bad. A lot is really, really terrible. And I'm not trying to exaggerate anything, but it is bad. But also at the same time, there's hope. There are people who want to help. There are people who want to bring us back to a place of peace.
Mbali Ndlovu is one of the co-founders of Rebuild SA, a volunteer group helping businesses rebuild and recover in the aftermath of the looting in South Africa. Mbali, thank you very much. It's great to meet you.
Thank you for your time.